to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop game cast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin.
It's your man, the legendary DJ Kool. Without further ado, here's your host, Magic Mose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your man, Magic Mose. Give me a double-breasted, shiny lilac suit, and I'm hip-hop Steve Harvey. Coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop game cast. We have two amazing golden era gladiators in the house today. Please give a big head spin welcome to Kiara, a 43-year-old casting producer, and Mike, a 39-year-old toy designer and creative director. All right, what's up, guys? How are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
Nervous and good, though.
Are you both still like hip-hop gremlins in the basement banging boom bap beats, or have you moved on in your old age and just turned your back on the culture?
I've been fed after midnight, so I'd like to think I'm a Mogwai, but I think I'm pretty much an old gremlin.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you actually saying your hip-hop knowledge is right now today?
Oh, today at this very moment?
Yes.
You know, I'm not cocky, so I'm gonna give myself like a hearty 6.5.
Oh, okay. I like the honesty. Mike, how are you feeling?
Oh, I hope I'm a 7 at least. But my knowledge might have stopped at 2002, I'd say. So I'm a little nervous.
I feel you on that. It comes with the age. Yeah. Same for me.
My brain's a marshmallow.
All right, we're super excited to put you hip-hop brainiacs to the test. But first, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. Kiara, what is the first hip-hop tape you purchased and where did you purchase it from?
The first hip-hop cassette tape I ever owned, quote-unquote, was Tone Loke, Loked After Dark. But my dad bought it for me because it was my birthday. The funniest thing about Tone Loke is, like, I think I asked for it and he bought it for me. And then he would just hear my little voice singing the chorus to Chiba Chiba out of my, like, Walkman. And he's like, what did I buy for this girl?
Second question for you. What trend do you miss most about the 90s?
I would say it's hard to miss trends when all the fucking trends are back. Can I say fucking?
I miss the jellies, though. They're not bringing back the jellies.
Oh, you wear jelly slippers? I thought that was just for girls. What color?
I'd go with the purple ones. You see how my voice got high? You can tell I'm lying. I want the pink ones. Can you describe the most 90s hip-hop outfit of all time?
My ultimate 90s hip-hop outfit? Mm-hmm. Would probably be some comfortable jeans, a little loose, a windbreaker, maybe some chains, you know? I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm trying to just emulate Moni Love. Really.
Oh, okay.
Big jeans, just a little, not Junko jeans, but yeah. I had some Jerbos. Had a little stitch where you could put your like hammer in. And you're like, fucking.
Yeah, what were you doing with that hammer?
I don't know.
Yeah, keeping it on the streets, huh? Holding it down. All right, last question for you. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Oh, that's easy. I've fed my sourdough starter, A. B, I crocheted some beanies for a bunch of babies. All my friends have babies.
Babies.
Beanie babies. I wish it was the beanie babies from the 90s that you could actually make money off of, but now I'm just spending money on babies.
Mike, I got a couple questions to get to know you as well. Same question. What is the first hip-hop tape you ever purchased, and where did you purchase it from?
That's a good transition from Kiara's. It was Young MC, Stone Cold Rhymin', and my mom bought it for me, not my dad, from, I want to say, Target, in one of those big old plastic security holders they had them in. I want to say it was the same day. It must have been at least the same month, but... Gold Digging Girls by MC Nasty. My mom had a history of buying me stuff I shouldn't have had. My mom liked it more than I did. My mom was way into it.
So your mom picked out the tapes for you, like on your behalf?
Yeah, she weirdly early on got into hip hop, probably before me.
I got a question for you. Who would win in a dance battle to the death? MC Hammer or Kid from Kid and Play?
I'm going with Kid.
Yeah, why are you going
on classic moves? I don't know. I don't feel like Hammer didn't have a huge catalog of moves.
Funny story, little side note. My mom had MC Hammer over for lunch like in the last 10 years. She kept calling him MC, like that was his first name. Lo and behold, MC Hammer was having lunch at my mom's house.
Second question for you. What trend do you miss most about the 90s?
If we're talking music, it's lyricism. I really miss that. All the new, kind of where I trailed off on my hip hop knowledge is when lyrics kind of went away.
If you could only play one golden era hip hop song to prove that the 90s had the best hip hop lyrics of any era, which song would you choose and why?
I weirdly have a very obscure underground hip hop album that's MC Paul Barman. Yeah, Prince Paul and Paul Barman, like anything off that very stimulating EP.
What's your favorite Paul Barman rhyme on there? I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
I think it's my dandy voice makes the most anti-choice granny's panties moist.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
What's yours?
My brain makes the earth dark, but I'm hung like a birthmark.
Yeah, I like the suck toes. Yeah, right after.
I like the suck toes. They taste like fructose. Yeah. Yeah.
That's my Desert Island album.
Cool. Last question for you, Mike. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Man, I'm going with every Zoom call for the last 8 months. Like, that's all I do now is I'm looking at people's faces on computer screens.
I don't know. That sounds pretty hip-hop to me.
You work in toys, though, right?
Yeah, I make toys and collectibles and all sorts of weird stuff.
So there's a lot of people, like, playing with toys in the Zooms, or?
Weirdly, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it. We got Zoom calls to China factories playing with He-Man toys. It's fun.
Is MC Hammer on those?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, guys. Let's get into the rules of the game. Each round, we'll be asking the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, and you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a big factor here. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, just yell stop and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving you both a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500! Now, the loser today will have to spin our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a golden era hip-hop consequence that's ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. Are you guys ready to get into this game and flex your hip-hop knowledge?
Let's do it.
I don't think this room's big enough for my flexing.
Kiara, you're going to be first. That means, Mike, you're going right into the booth. All right, Kiara, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 questions you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock's going to start after I ask the first question. Here we go. What was the title of the Beastie Boys' debut album released on Def Jam?
wow. Pass, I'll come back to that.
Which intergalactic hip-hop trio penned the hit Rebirth of Slick?
Diggle Planets.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien is cousins with which iconic West Coast gangster rapper?
E-40.
Finish this line from Ahmad's Back in the Day. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days...
pass.
Name both female members of the Native Tongues crew.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. Moni Love? No. Pass.
Which MC performed both theme songs for In Living Color?
Oh, that's a good question. Pass.
Name the 90s rap duo consisting of Kool Kim and Haas G.
Oh, wow.
That's time.
Wow.
Kiara, you scored 1 out of 7 correct in that first round. Not so hot coming out the gate. How
not
are you
really.
Feeling about your performance?
So far, I'm not feeling good at all. I mean...
No excuses, just step it up.
All right.
All right, Kiara, you're heading into the booth, and we're going to bring out Mike. All right, Mike, how is it in the booth?
It's warm. It's good. Falling asleep.
Are you ready to flex that big hip-hop brain of yours, sir?
Oh, man, I hope so. I'm a little nervous. Let's do it, though.
You got 60 seconds after I read the first question. Here we go. What was the title of the Beastie Boys' debut album released on Def Jam?
Paul's Boutique? Nah, I think that's wrong, though.
Which intergalactic hip-hop trio penned the hit Rebirth of Slick?
Diggable Planets.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien is a cousin with which iconic West Coast gangster rapper?
Ice Cube.
Finish this line from Ahmad's Back in the Day. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days...
I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Name both female members of the Native Tongues crew.
Pass.
Which MC performed both theme songs for In Living Color?
Oof, pass.
Name the 90s rap duo consisting of Kool Kim and Haas G.
Pass.
Name both female members of the Native Tongues crew.
Queen Latifah is one. I don't know the second.
Which MC performed both theme songs for In Living Color?
Pass.
Name the 90s rap duo consisting of Kool Kim and Haas G.
Pass.
All right, Mike, you scored 3 out of 7 questions correct in that round. How do you feel about how you did?
Not good. Those are some tough questions, man. I always thought I'd do better.
All right, let's bring out Kiara and let's talk about the answers to round one. License to Ill was the Beastie Boys' debut album on Def Jam.
I was,
Jam.
Like, in my mouth was about to say Illmatic.
License to Illmatic. I like that. It's meant to do a mashup. Now, both of you guys got this one correct. You are clearly Diggable Planets fans. They penned the hit Rebirth of Slick. So, Mike, you got this one correct. Kiara, you said E-40, but ow, that is not correct.
Oh, sure.
Ice Cube is the cousin of Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Oh, yes.
Ahmad, Back in the Day is Back in the Day when I was young. I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Kiara, do you remember that song?
I remember the song, but I can only have so much in my brain at one time.
Now, this is interesting. There's two female rappers in the Native Tongues crew. Each of you said one female member from the Native Tongues crew. Mike, you said Queen Latifah.
Oh,
Kiara,
shit.
You said Moni Love.
Shit. Oh,
so it was man. Queen Latifah and yeah. Moni Love in the Native Tongues. Yep.
I got 1.5 correct?
Oh, no, man. That's a negative.
How did I not know Queen Latifah, though? Because
I mean, you're representing for all hip-hop
okay,
female fans
not do that.
Right now.
Please do not do that. I will shut this bitch down right now if I need to be the representative.
Both you guys got this one incorrect, and Mike, you passed on it several times.
Multiple times.
You passed. Thought it was going to come
to you. Is this the In Living Color one?
This is In Living Color.
I'm desperate to know what this is.
Heavy D performed both theme songs for In Living Color. The rap duo consisting of Kool Kim and Haas G, that's the UMCs.
Okay, no clue.
All right, after round one, Mike is in the lead with 300 points. Kiara has 100 points. There's still a whole lot of head spin to play, guys. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round. Questions are going to be worth 200 points there. Round two is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Smooth B from the legendary hip-hop duo Nice and Smooth. If you're suffering from classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome or simply a fan of doing the Roger Rabbit when nobody's looking, then do I have good news for you. Fresh Era is the latest podcast by Stupidfly, taking you on an audio journey into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including myself, the legendary Smooth B. So strap on those hammer pads and RoboCop your way over to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Fresh Era today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
welcome back to Headspin. We got Kiara and Mike battling it out today. Mike's in the lead with 300 points, and Kiara is right on his heels with 100 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser will have to spin our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer, the legendary DJ Kool.
Today's Headspin consequences are Gangsta Prankster. FaceTime your parents with an NWA face tattoo.
Got beef.
Freestyle rap your order at Fatburger.
Grin and Berry.
Listen to the Super Bowl Shuffle 8 times in a row with no breaks.
Changing tables.
Set up a table and a sign that reads, Little Pump is a better MC than Tupac.
Change my mind.
Jump square. Dress like Crisscross on Hollywood Boulevard and jump to their hit song, Jump.
Sugar Hill Ranch.
Call a random person and recite Rapper's Delight as long as possible. Back to you, Magic Most.
Thank you to the legendary DJ Kool. All right, Mike, you're going to be kicking off round two. That means, Kiara, you'll be heading into the booth. All right, Mike. Are you ready to maintain your hip-hop credibility on round two?
Ooh, I hope so.
Okay, we'll step it up. You got right, 60 yeah. seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Name the Philly-based hip-hop group fronted by Black Thought.
The Roots.
What is the name of the record label founded by Suge Knight?
Death Row Records.
What does OPP stand for?
Other People's Property or Privates, I think.
Which multi-platinum hip-hop trio started an artist collective known as the Refugee Camp?
The Fugees?
Name two of the MCs from Souls of Mischief.
Opio and Tajay.
Name the two MCs involved in the rivalry famously known as the Bridge Wars.
Karis One and MC Shan.
Name the West Coast collective consisting of AC Alone, Volume 10, and Abstract Brood.
Freestyle Fellowship.
Damn, Mike, you got 6 out of 7 questions correct. That's an incredible performance in round two.
Yeah, it felt a little better, a little more comfortable. The no more passing, at least.
You're playing it very cool. You're very nonchalant. I like that. Okay, cool. Let's bring out Kiara. All right, Kiara, the questions in this round are...
Right. Oh, Hail Kiara. Mary, full of grace. Yeah.
Kiara?
Yep.
Have you said your prayers?
I have.
Okay, good, good. The questions in this round are worth 200 points. You have 60 seconds to respond after I read this first question. Here we go. Name the Philly-based hip-hop group fronted by Black Thought.
The Roots.
What is the name of the record label founded by Suge Knight?
Death Row.
What does OPP stand for?
Other People's Property.
Which multi-platinum hip-hop trio started an artist collective known as the Refugee Camp?
The Fugees.
Name two of the MCs from Souls of Mischief.
Taz, and, oh my God, Hyro. Okay, pass.
Name the two MCs involved in the rivalry famously known as the Bridge Wars.
KRS-One and... The Bridge is Over. Pass. I don't know. I can't think.
Name the West Coast collective consisting of AC Alone, Volume 10, and Abstract Rude.
Oh my God. I should know this. Oh my God. A pass.
Ah, that's time, Kiara. That's time. Kiara, not bad. 4 out of 7 questions correct in round two. You stepped it up. You flexed some knowledge like
you
said you were going
to.
Yes, yes, yes. How does it feel coming out of round two?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know how to... Were those easy? Were those hard? I don't even know. My mind is, again, a marshmallow. And I'm now just trying to rack my brain for anybody else in the Souls of Mischief.
And you're from the Bay.
I know. That's fucking horrible.
All right. We're going to go ahead and bring out Mike and talk about the correct answers to round two. Again, you guys did great in this round. Both you guys got this question correct. The Roots are fronted by Black Thought. Both you guys got this one correct, too. Death Row was founded by Suge Knight. OPP stands for Other People's Property. Both of you guys very confident about this one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was privates.
Oh, yeah, you
mean property.
I mean, because it's either pussy or penis, right?
Oh, man. Someone's got a potty mouth. The Fugees are known as the Refugee Camp.
All right. I mean, not RIP. I miss Lauryn Hill.
We all do. What happened to her?
Who knows? She's got a bunch of babies.
Did you make beanies for those babies for Lauryn Hill?
That'd be a lot of beanies.
So, question was, named two MCs from Souls of Mischief. We have A+, Opio, Page, and Festo are the members from Souls of Mischief.
I know. I got one.
The two MCs involved in the Bridge Wars were KRS-One and MC Shan. Mike, you said Freestyle Fellowship.
Oh!
Kind of close. The correct answer we were looking for here is Project Blow.
Yes.
It consists of AC Alone, Volume 10, and Abstract Rude.
So here's the terrible thing, and can I tell you this is terrible? Because I literally used to work with AC Alone.
At the end of round two, Mike has a considerable lead with 1,500 points to Kiara's 900 points. But Kiara, you're still within reach in our next round because the correct answers are going to be worth 300 points. That's giving each of you Golden Era Gladiators a chance to take home our title and the grand prize of $500. Now, the other contestant will have to spin our head spin wheel of consequences. Stick around for round three to see what happens.
We'll be right back. Head spin.
Hey, Chub Rock here. Thanks for tuning in to Fresh Era. Did you know that the guys over at Stupid Fly are doing this strictly out of love for 90s hip-hop culture? They may make it sound easy, but tons of time and money was spent on creating, writing, mixing these episodes. If you like what you hear, please do me a favor. Go to stupid-fly.com and pick up some merch to show your support. Then follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Stupid Fly Media. Come and be part of our community of Golden Era Gladiators. Once again, that's stupid-fly.com. Now head over there and treat them right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, welcome back to your favorite show, Headspin. After round two, Mike has a lead with 1,500 points. Kiara has 900 points. This is still anyone's game, but let's step it up in round three. This round, each of you will have a chance to win because the point values are going to be tripled. Kiara,
yes.
You're going to be going first. Mike, that means you're heading into our booth. Okay, Kiara, this is round three. This is where it all counts.
Let's do it. Okay, I'm ready. I'm hyping myself up.
All right, hype it up. Woo. 60 seconds will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Which New Jersey rap duo Biggity blew up with their debut album Dead Serious?
Pass.
Who is the DJ for Gangstar?
Oh, God damn it. DJ Premier?
Name the rap group originally consisting of Sticky Fingas, Fredro Starr, Suave, and Big DS.
Pass.
Which West Coast MC and proud member of the Bloods famously feuded with MC 8 for 6 years?
Oh, man. MC Ren. I don't know.
Which group helped launch the rap career of actor Brian Austin Green, a.k.a. David Silver of Beverly Hills 90210?
Grand Poobah.
What was the RZA's artist name before forming the Wu-Tang Clan?
Pass.
What does the B.I.G. and the Notorious B.I.G.'s name stand for?
Oh, man. Pass.
That's time, Kiara.
Oh,
that's time.
I just fucked that one right up.
The whole bay just changed their zip code.
Okay, you know what? I'm from Indiana, if we're really going to be specific.
Kiara, you got 1 out of 7 questions correct. Let's bring out Mike. All right, Mike, you got to really step it up. I'm not going to tell you how Kiara did, but you got some competition here today.
Oh,
this is your chance for the $500, but more importantly, Headspin Champion. Correct answers are going to be worth 300 points. Here we go.
Okay.
Which New Jersey rap duo Biggity blew up with their debut album Dead Serious?
Dos Effects.
Who is the DJ for Gangstar?
Premier.
Name the rap group originally consisting of Sticky Fingers, Fredro Starr,
Onyx.
Which West Coast MC and proud member of the Bloods famously feuded with MC8 for 6 years?
DJ Quick.
Which group helped launch the rap career of actor Brian Austin Green, aka David Silver, of Beverly Hills 90210?
Shit. I'm past for now.
What was the RZA's artist name before forming the Wu-Tang Clan?
Prince Rakim.
What does the B.I.G. and the Notorious B.I.G.'s name stand for?
Oh, how do I not know this? Pass for now.
Which group helped launch the rap career of actor Brian Austin Green, a.k.a. David Silver of Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, man. Gotta pass.
All right, Mike, how are you feeling knowing that Kiara completely crushed this game?
Fuck, I'm nervous.
Fuck, I'm nervous is the right response. Yeah. Yes. All right, Mike, we're going to bring out Kiara and let's talk about the answers to round three. Mike, you got this one correct. Very confident again. Dos Effects, Biggity, blew up with Dead Serious. That was their debut album. Dead Serious. They won effects, exactly. Kiara, you had no clue. What was going on?
Oh, that's good.
No, I did have a clue. My mind, literally cannot handle this pressure.
All right, both you guys got this one correct. DJ Premier is the DJ for Gangstar. Sticky Fingers, Fredro Starr, Suave, and Big DS were the members of Onyx. The West Coast MC who feuded with MC8 for 6 years was DJ Quick. The Far Side helped Brian Austin Green of Beverly Hills 90210 fame launch his rap career.
Wow.
The Far Side. Prince Rakim was the RZA's name before forming Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Ooh, we love you, Rakim.
Both of you guys got this one wrong. Maybe it's kind of a hard one. The B.I.G. in Notorious B.I.G.'s name stands for Business Instead of Game. He didn't really say it on a song that I can recall, right?
I mean, it's a kind of a long thing to say.
Notorious B.I.G.'s mom, Voletta Wallace, actually said it stands for Books Instead of Guns.
Ah.
Oh, man. Mike, you scored 5 questions correct in the third round. It's giving you a total of 3,000 points. That means you win.
Yes.
That means you won the game. Headspin Champion goes to you, Mike. Make some noise for Mike, everybody. Make some noise. Congratulations, Mike. You joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home with $500.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do with all that money?
It's early, man. I might go get some lunch with it.
A $500 lunch. You going to Spago's?
Yeah, let's go to Spago.
Now, here's the bad news.
Oh, motherfucker.
Kiara, you'll be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Okay.
What 90s-style hip-hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now.
Headspin follow-up fun fact. Actor Brian Austin Green's solo album was titled One Stop Carnival, produced by Slim Kid 3 of the Far Side, and featured guest appearances by Will.i.am and Apple D. App of the Black Eyed Peas, along with Alfalfa of the Wascals. David Silver always keeping it mad real, son.
Oh, you landed on the Kid and Play Challenge. You got to successfully complete the Kid and Play dance with a random stranger today.
Hola, hola, eh. Hola, hola, eh.
We love a good sport.
I'm a good sport.
Thank you to our Golden Era Gladiators today, Kiara and Mike. And congratulations again, Mike, on the big win. If you would like to witness Kiara's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show.
Thank you for tuning in. If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show. Feel free to slide into our DMs, all right? I'll see you on the next episode of Headspin.
Yeah, off the dome, yo, we at it again. Let it spin, let your head spin. Your head spin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Production support from Isaac Lucas. Music by The Math Club. Mixed by Sean Berman. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!